168. I forgot which number show we are today. Ignite Your Purpose, episode 168. And today, Max and I are going to talk about mirror neurons. Who has heard of what a mirror neuron is? Not me until a few hours today. And I think they are fascinating. When I give you a wee example, you'll go, yeah, gotcha. But for now, Max is going to say something you may want to hear.
We are Ignite Your Purpose, beautiful people. The podcast, the vlog, two sexy gentlemen, chin wagging daily. We talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle. It's a mix of the mental, the physical, and the spiritual knowledge. The mind, body, soul trifecta. And at its simplest base form, people, every day, all we're trying to do is build the movement of negative to positive, better every day. And on that note, John was at another conference. You know, this guy, he just doesn't work. He's just out, you know, gathering all this massive knowledge from the universe, which is amazing. Yeah. And he popped a question on me. Do I know what mirror neurons are? Now, I have heard that term, but I don't know. And John had a cool description of hooks in the front of your head, and he'll go through it. So, John, please educate us mere mortals on what the F mirror neurons are.
I see how animated I am, because I'm learning some cool shit today. So, some context. One of my colleagues went to a Robin Sharman conference week earlier in the year, came back blown away by it. Subsequently, he's arranged for two of Robin's trainers, although in their own independent business, which name I can't remember what it is, but they're here representing Robin doing some training. They are Graham and Dinette from Australia, big place, can't tell you where. Anyway, the course is about leadership and not necessarily how we can create more effective processes or procedures, but how we as individuals can change how we interact with the world and to lead differently by delving inwardly to, you know, what makes us tick or not. One small facet. Sorry, did you have something to say?
No, I love it so far.
Okay. So one small element, one facet, one small lesson from this was they've said, who's heard of mirror neurons? And the whole class is like, say what? We've all heard of motor neurons, but what are mirror neurons? And a mirror neuron, apparently the technical version is, a mirror neuron is a neuron that fires both when an animal acts and when the animal observes the same action performed by another. Thus, the neuron mirrors the behavior of the other. Now, the simplest way of explaining this, I think, is when I yawn or where somebody yawns, it can set up a chain reaction of people yawning.
Totally.
Sometimes you don't even have to watch it visually. You can hear it, and that will make you yawn. And even potentially people just saying the word yawn or reading the word yawn can set it off. Now, apparently at the front of our heads, we've got little things called mirror neurons. And these are the sensors which pick up their visuospatial neurons that kind of hang around the front of our head like weird freaking invisible horns. And so that's what picks up this environmental behavior of species and people around us that enables us to pick up on what they're doing, what they're feeling, how they're behaving. And so to bring us back to us and being better and doing better, so you may not even necessarily have to be a leader, but also it could be just, you know, leadership skills that you have at whatever level. Now, if you are kind of the leader or the boss, or you've got a group of people that work for you, and you walk into a room and you turn around and slam the door behind you before you have even said one word, everybody's picked up on you're in a mood, you're a bit of a grump, and they immediately mirror that state and become a little bit, I don't know whether it's 100% of people or 52% or 7%, but this is the general theory which they've done a lot of science to back up. On the flip side, if you walk into the room and you're like, oh, in a super, super great mood, that lifts the people. And one of the people, one of the chaps or the attendees today, he said he got pulled aside by his PA or his assistant this week and said, just to let you know, when you come in a great mood, the whole office lifts. But if you come in a grump, there is a whole mood, productivity drops, and it's not great. So I was thinking about how we, as conscious, aware people, can become more, we can influence for the negative or the positive those people that surround us. So you're going to go meet a group of people. If you're consciously aware of being in a mood, can you then change, flip the script so you don't negatively influence those other people? That's a bit of a ramble. Hope it makes sense. I was fascinated. I'll be doing some more research and certainly being more consciously aware of when I'm entering spaces or when there's people around me. Max, hopefully you've got something to say. Otherwise, show's over.
You know what? That that was a great explanation, brother. And B, I automatically went to a couple places in my head for personal. So hopefully this can help out the people listening as well and watching.
Yep.
It made me think of a new, I don't want to say empathy or understanding for what energy vampires are then, right? Because if you come in a mood where you're in a low energy, right? And somebody comes in vibrating, those things are obviously grasping to that and mirroring that. And it also made me think of how as children, when we can't even, you know, we're not conscious enough to know really what's going on, how we do tend to, through osmosis or through mirror, the mirroring of our parents or society or the schooling, we take it on, right? And so that definitely through the mirror neurons, sorry, I didn't finish the word there, neurons. It actually makes sense to me that we are basically a reflection somewhat of what's being put in front of us, right? We are a program of what's programming us. Does that make any sense, John?
Yeah, it does. This is when the whole conversation goes tangent left and right. And that's why, I think we're a little bit different than most. Lots of other shows out there and mentors and gurus, and we don't consider ourselves to be any of those. We're just two dudes. I think we're different. I think every show is different. We're different.
I agree.
With the osmosis, we learn by watching and observing. And let's say from 0 to 2 years old, we are loved unconditionally. It's a fact, unconditionally loved. But then around two, the terrible twos, you know, those toddler years,
amen.
The love appears to be conditional upon behavior.
I love it.
And so if we'd continue to have been loved unconditionally, we can then go through life expressing unconditional love, not for everybody and everything. That'd be fun. That'd be like down to the swinging 60s. But we would be a lot more open, and we would have a greater level of emotional intelligence, EQ, than growing up where love is conditional upon behavior or doing things. Did I just thought I'd throw that one in there? Did I answer your question? Not even sure I heard your question. Max? Oh, Max has disappeared. Anyway, can you hear me, Max? Hello? Okay, on that note then, I am going to sign off. Sorry. On that note, I'm going to sign off for today. I think tomorrow's show, we will pick up on EQ and IQ. What are the differences? And talk about how that influences how we vibe around other people and how we lift, drag them down, interact. Are you back, Max?
I'm back.
What happened?
I have no clue. Kicked me off right when I was in the learning stages of this.
Right. Anyway, dude, I spoke about conditional, unconditional love, 0 to 2, yep. 2 and above, and how that learning through osmosis, watching people or being in and around people affects how we behave. That tied into how you and I walk into a room and people kind of just subconsciously tune into our moods. And you were going to say something quite profound and finish up the show. Something like that.
You nailed something on the head. As if we're going to get into mirror neurons and we're starting to get into the quantum physics and the quantum mathematical side of being human.
Yep.
You said something that dropped dead, schooled me there. So it is true. When we are taking care of an infant from 0 to about 2, right? What happens at 2? We start developing our own soul, our own purpose, our own personality. If that does not fit with the expectations and the wants of the parent,
yep,
things change, doesn't it? Yep. So you know, it's now not mirroring what you are doing. It is in some ways, but it's also creating its own path. And that's where stuff changes, right? So I thought that was a pretty huge kind of like moment for me when you said that as well.
Yeah, for sure. I think we can, I think we should continue this tomorrow. I expect at the end of day 2 of this.
Yeah, because you're in the course again tomorrow.
We will delve deep into EQ and IQ and how EQ is the new IQ and how we should be selecting employees and colleagues and friends based on not what they have on paper and not what they have physically, but what they can contribute emotionally and spiritually to the party. Just made that shit up right there, mate.
I love it. And, you know, people, John, he's in these courses, which he's been lucky enough to be invited to. People pay tens of thousands of dollars to go to. John is dropping this knowledge on us for free, and we damn well appreciate that, John. So thank you.
You're welcome. No charge. No charge.
But we do at Ignite Your Purpose.
I think it's time to sign off. The Ignite Your Purpose show is out of here. Thank you. We are blessed that you take your time and share it with Max and myself for subscribing, liking, following. We are on a journey. It is a long journey, and we hope you're along for the ride with us.
Truth.
Get in touch, say hi, let us know where you're watching from. All that stuff. You know, all the stuff that everybody says you should do? Like, subscribe. Do this. Watch this. Do you know what? We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you tomorrow.